You are now listening to Season 3, Episode 1 of the official Dom J Radio Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the latest and greatest episode of the official Dom J Radio Show. What is good, world? I hope everybody's been staying blessed, staying hydrated, drinking plenty of water, and minding your business. Major keys, as always. Kicking off this episode, man, I'm going to jump into some of the outside activities I've been getting into, despite the heat. But man, oh man, like I was saying in the trailer, if you're outside at any part of the day, I do not understand at this point how you would not be behind the climate change movement. This heat is unreal. The fact that I could be somewhere like Texas, which is going to be hot during the summer, you know what I'm saying? I get it. It's not like the old days of Westerns where it's just, you know, tumbleweeds crossing across roads that are dirt highways and you could just see the heat waves, or as older people say, you could see the dancing devil in the street waving at you via the heat waves and whatnot. But bro, they're setting record temperatures left and right, not just here, but in a lot of places across the country. So I don't understand how people are still against climate change, to be honest, but you know, I ain't even gonna get into it. It's hot, so make sure you stay hydrated, being in tune with your body, sort of understanding what it feels like when you might need to keep your water intake up. We're made mostly of water, folks, so get with it. Good food, good life. Pure life begins now. That's why I drink a Nestle Pure Life purified water. A future full of possibilities starts by drinking pure quality water. Please be sure to empty and replace caps. Recycle plastic. The cap is a small part and poses a choking hazard, particularly for children. Pure life. Nestle. All right, so unless you've been living under a rock, you know they just dropped the trailer for Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, the follow-up movie. And boy, when I tell you, it's got the internet ablaze. Everybody's in their emotions, fanboying and fangirling the freak out. Respectfully so. I've been running around saying Wakanda Forever and singing No Woman, No Cry ever since I seen the trailer, but it's really emotional, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure some of it's hyperbole, but I digress. Let us have our moment as we obviously continue to be big fans of this series. And for the culture, obviously, for us, it's going to hit home differently. Rest in power to Chadwick Boseman. His legacy will continue to live on. And in Ryan Coogler, the director of this cinematic experience, this encapsulated moment in history that will be this November of this year, man, 11/22/22 or whatever the fire date, by the way, for the drop. It's going to be a movement of big magnitude. And so really, bro, I mean, the trailer is like a teaser trailer because, you know, with it being this far in advance, they're going to drop another trailer. But really, I could be good with just having the trailer we got, man. It's honoring Chadwick while simultaneously pushing the storyline forward. You presumably got a number of options for who will truly take the BP mantle. As we know, there was controversy surrounding Shuri and bringing her back. She had her whole thing with the pandemic and getting vaccinated and not getting into all of that. You've got a number of different avenues. The story and the plot line is really protected. Despite how fire the teaser trailer is, it doesn't give it away, which is hard to do if you've ever seen a good trailer. Sometimes people just give you the whole damn movie in the trailer. So it's like, well, no need for me to really go pay money and sit down and already know what's going to happen. This is not the case with this, man. We got an overdosing emotional tie-in. Angela Bassett doing a fantastic job being the queen that she is, employing for UN, what seems to presumably be UN help, as her whole family has been murdered. Has she not given enough, bro? Whew. When I'm talking about power, that's what I'm talking about. That's a powerful, powerful trailer, the whole thing. But we got a new op, you know what I'm saying? New ops on the scene with Namor and the Atlantis crew there. If you're a real fanboy, real comic person, you can always delve into the back issues there in the Marvel series to get the full-fleshed clash between the two factions, if you will, there. But we also get a wonderful new ally in Ironheart. Her story also worth doing your research and backstory on. Someone else for the black girls to get behind, all our minority women in the crowd and in the audience and fanboying out. Y'all get somebody else you can champion, because she's really going to be repping for the home team, if you know what I mean. And so I'm geeked, bro. When I tell you I'm excited for this sequel, trying to figure out the outfit, the attire that you got to step to the movies with. That's the hardest part now. We're in a perpetual countdown until the movie releases, but it's really deciding, what am I going to kill him with at the theater when this movie comes out? But are you as excited as I am for this movie? For the sequel, I would call it a sequel in the Black Panther series, not a sequel to Black Panther itself. The new phases Marvel is dropping, there is a lot to be excited about with phases 5 and 6. Multiple drops in the years 2025 and 26. 2023 is going to be lit. I'm not going to get into the entire rundown because, bro, it was some stuff I missed. But they did a lot of revealing at the past, I think it was Anime Con that they may have done, where they were letting everybody know what's coming out in the next few years. So definitely worth peeping if you haven't already. The trailer, I'm going to probably watch it another dozen times by the time you even hear this or have heard this recording. I'll have probably already looked at least 25 times, and every time, man, every time it just gets you right there, right in the heartstrings. So a dope movie, hella excited. Already the movie of the year, and I haven't even seen it. That's not hyperbole. Lock in with it. So if you've been following me on the internet, man, you know I've been outside like I was saying. And last week, I really got to do something that was mad dope and something I haven't done before, which was see a podcast recorded live, which was really like a great event, a great way to sort of see other folks in the industry operating, people that I aspire to be like and proud to say I got to see how they operate and move. A great way of doing what you might call some field research within the industry, you know what I'm saying? So I got to see the Swag and Perk podcast live, starring two crazy cool gentlemen, Kendrick Perkins and Marcus Spears. If you're from the South or you're a big ESPN stan, you're going to know one, if not both, of these gentlemen. And they were hosting a podcast down at the Rustic here in H-Town. And when I tell you, man, people showed up and showed out. They definitely did at the kickoff of, you know, how we schedule things, you know what I'm saying? Things not going to kick off at the scheduled time, but if you do show up on time, you know what I'm saying, you're going to see what the vibe is. And when I tell you, it was folks, we were showing up and showing out for the culture, you know what I'm talking about? Thank God for Shay, because standing outside too long ain't really what's good, bro. But this was happening in the evening, so the temperatures were starting to dip. But you know what I'm saying? You know how it is when people outside the club before the club really start letting you in. You know what I'm saying? People is wondering, when can you get in? What is going to be? Yada, yada, yada. But I love to see the branding, atmosphere, and merch. As soon as they opened the gates, you knew what sort of time it was on, man. They had the ESPN staffers out there hitting everybody with the wristbands and whatnot, making sure you had your tickets. You could see they had their teardrop banners and whatnot. Free hats with the logo, branded napkins, complimentary barbecue chicken and brisket plates. Now, you'll hear if you listen to the podcast how they call everybody cousins and kinfolks. And when I say cousins and kinfolks, really appreciated that. My boy, my girl, definitely that was appreciated. With the cornbread, broccoli, mac and cheese, and salad, because we health conscious. And yes, I said salad and not salad. Salad, you know what I'm saying? Elevated salad. But that's how you show folks we really family, you know what I'm saying? Accommodations as such make not starting on time seem really like nothing. because everybody's getting to pick where they want to see. Stop by the bar, you know what I'm saying? Get you a little something, something if you're thirsty. And they had a special guest, which was something we hadn't really thought about from an audience perspective if you follow the show. One, mostly because they don't do guests. They had talked about having guests, but you never knew when it was actually going to happen. Because, again, I understand getting it out the mud when you're in a podcast. That first season or two, you're really just trying to build up your own steam and find your own voice, your own lane. You're not trying to just have guests all over the place. Why are you trying to do that? So totally, totally respect that. They had a special guest, though, an NBA champion. And a man, again, if you're like myself and follow the sport, follow the game, you'll recognize. And that man was Damon Jones. Ended up with a Q&A to rap. It was a great way to interact with the crowd and really shut the scene down. So continuing my recap on the show, man, it was really, like I said, an experience, a live podcast being recorded, really getting to see people from the city show up and show out. And you could see it wasn't just like people my age in that regard or just crazy straight up sports fans. You had a couple families out there. And then, of course, they had their own family and friends that came to show up and show out and show all their support, too. So a real dope experience all the way around. And I thought Swaggoo really gave some dope insight on one of the things that's really been a big topic in the industry of sports for a hot little minute, and that was on the NCAA realignment. And the thought that stuck out the most to me out of everything that was said was really the fact that your name is a birthright. Therefore, being able to get paid off your name, image, and likeness should have been a thing since forever ago and not just something that came about in the last few years. All the other stuff with super conferences, and is there going to be like 215 team conferences? Or is it going to turn into an NCAA tournament sort of thing? Ancillary. But it all stems off the back of name, image, and likeness having should have been a concept in play and a practice in play for a long, long time.
Thank you for listening to the official Dom J Radio Show. The channel features artistic originals, special guest features discussing education and culture, and my takes on the latest news and sports. Subscribe to official Dom J on WordPress and YouTube for more.
New segment, Thought of the Week. This episode's Thought of the Week is this: a house doesn't become a home on its own. Now, for me, that's really been radiating and revolving around in my brain because we recently made the move from Florida to Texas. And boy, when I tell you that is a hellacious move. At the same time, my brother was moving from California back home to Louisiana for a hot little minute before he dipped off to take care of his duties overseas and whatnot. So shout out to my little big brother, you know what I'm saying, holding it down there, upright, independent, fearless every single day. I see you, little brother. But a house don't become a home on its own, man, is really a concept I think is imperative in understanding. It'll take time, but if you're doing it for the right reasons, it will come together. In that sense of knowing yourself, knowing your partner, y'all being on the same page, trying to get it accomplished. And that just extends to not in just making a house a home, but really continuing to be a team and a unit operating. Because there's enough crazy ass stuff going on to where if y'all not on the same page, the star players within the same team concept not on the same page, bro, you might as well be playing one-on-one basketball versus each other, which is a crazy concept when it should be twos on twos and so on. So again, just keep that in mind as we're all dealing and battling the elements that are the world, that are the craziness of everything that could be going on outside your house. Just realize a house don't become a home on its own. You get in what you put in, you feel me? And I don't want to get it twisted by any stretch of the imagination that this only applies to couples in that context. A house becoming a home doesn't happen on its own in the sense of only passively being engaged in any activity. If the mindset is that it's just going to come together somehow, no. Life has a weird way of giving you inspiration to move. Some will call that divine intervention in some aspects, and it's not always in the time frame that you're expecting, which can cause anxiety, cause you to be not as assured in yourself, but you have to be steadfast and understanding, I was going to do this anyway, so why not actively get involved? Take control. And a house is more of an extended metaphor for any sort of project, big task, big assignment, both professional and personal. I'm all for it. If you've ever listened to the show, you know I'm all about checking in with the star player in the mirror and setting that level of accord right there. So turning a thought, a concept into that action is something I find myself having to stretch more and more for as we're entering and continuing to be in this pandemic, recession, inflation, shrink, inflation, all at the same time, this smorgasbord of outside noise and distractions, negative activity, and a bunch of capacities with people not having moral decency or sorts of backbones that you would expect. But again, staying focused with that star player in the mirror and on your team, being steadfast and active participants in working towards your goals. That's the type of things that inspire me. To persevere despite the noise. And it's a lot of fucking noise, bro. So this is just a standing moment of I salute everybody being active and getting after it. Salute you in making those houses homes. Thought of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the season 3 first episode of the official Dom J Radio Show. Thank you for liking, sharing, and subscribing to the page. Lock in with your boy if you haven't already. We're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, we're on all the things. So you know what I'm saying? You can't say you can't find the show. And if you're having trouble finding the show, holler at your boy. I'll send it to you directly. You know what I'm talking about? But as always, in the meantime, in between time, I hope y'all stay blessed, stay hydrated, drinking plenty of water, and minding your business. Dead ass about drinking that water, y'all. I ain't playing, man. People is dying from heat strokes, over heat exhaustion and all of that. So double up that water intake if you got to, man. Keep pushing yourself. And again, shout out to my little brother overseas, handling business, upright, independent, fearless every single day. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, peace.